possible Tennessee got a little too cute making a pitching change up 10-2 as they have given up two runs back to Alabama in the fifth inning. 10-4, so nothing to really panic about yet. But the Vols were sending a lady out to the bullpen to get ready. Let's hit some Hour 3 headlines. What do you got, Cody Mack?
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, my friend.
Brad Stevens.
Fires Mazzulla. Returns to coaching.
He says Joe Mazzulla will return to coaching this next season. Mazzulla remains head coach of the Boston Celtics and will return next season, says team president Brad Stevens. He's a terrific leader, Stevens says. He'll only get better at anything that he can learn from this year because he's constantly trying to learn and he's accountable. Generally, though, probably just not a good sign that you have to put a statement about out that your coach is returning.
What I will say is that, you know, I was pretty tough on Joe, but, like, it is true what Steven says there, right? Like, he's going to improve. Anybody that does something is going to gain reps and get better, right? You would think, you know, almost anybody.
I don't know, man. I feel like I was better the first time I ever golfed than I am now when I golf.
Okay, but I wouldn't say that you've gained very many valuable reps.
Well, that also may be true.
I'd imagine when you're out golfing now, you're pretty loaded and
doing a little boozing,
overheated.
Yeah, maybe.
But like Mazzulla being in the fire of the playoffs as a head coach and getting undressed by Spoelstra and really Quinn Snyder undressed him in the first round too. It's just we didn't have the horses to complete the comeback.
Yeah, kinky.
But like, there's a pretty good chance that Joe Mazzulla learns and gets better. A lot of people say that Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
He almost got fired year one if the team would have had their way. LeBron and Wade and them wanted Spoelstra fired, went into Pat Riley's office and said, hey, let's get rid of Spoelstra, you come coach us. To which, reportedly, Pat Riley told them to get the hell out of their office and don't they ever come back.
Get on out of here now.
Don't ever come back telling him what to do. And Eric Spoelstra learned, and he took the chest bump that LeBron gave him one time, headed to the huddle, and they didn't respect him, and he cut his teeth, and he learned, and now he's the best coach in the NBA. Not saying that Joe Mazzulla would be that. I'm just saying Eric Spoelstra wasn't that in year one and got a lot better. So maybe Brad's right. Maybe Joe will get better. I would say that it's not a good sign that Joe couldn't figure out how to beat a zone defense. It seems pretty bad that in the NBA, a zone defense would have you in shambles. But it was like any time Miami went to the zone, Boston just completely fell apart. That's probably a bad sign. But I digress.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but he'll be back again, so we'll see. Nike co-founder Phil Knight donates $400 million to the 1803 Fund, which will help to rebuild black communities in the Portland area.
Okay.
Phil Knight investing in the black community around Portland. $400 million. Seems like a lot.
Yeah,
a lot of funds to use.
I would say he's got a lot of money. Would say he's got a lot of money.
Yeah, but $400 million?
Tax write-off, bro.
That's like the net worth of...
Is it his public money or is it like Nike, part of like Nike's money or both?
Not sure. It just says he donates $400 million to this 1803 fund, whatever that is.
I would say it's all his money. I mean, I would imagine Phil Knight's worth a couple billion, though.
Yeah.
How many billion do you think he's worth?
How many billion is Phil Knight worth?
I'm going to guess like 8 know. Billion.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm an idiot.
11?
No, 41.
$41 billion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I was way off.
What I could do with $41 billion. Even I couldn't spend that.
It'd be kind of boring.
I don't think it would. I think you'd see the whole world if you wanted to.
Yeah, but...
I think it'd be pretty great.
I think it'd be cool for like a year.
And just hanging around in your infinity pool. Just...
I think it'd be cool for a year, and then you'd be like, I ain't got no reason to get out of bed.
Well, then you sponsor a cause. That's what all these
people do. I'm going to build this black community back up in Portland.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I would not, I would turn down $41 billion if I got it. I'm just saying you'd lose the drive for anything with that much money.
Yeah, I mean, you'd lose the drive.
It'd be, I think, hard. That's why so many of the billionaires the like, are like, I'm going to buy a sports team, and I'm going to put all my energy. Like Steve Ballmer's like, I'm going to put all my energy into trying to get the Clippers a championship.
You'd need something to do with your time. And
Mark Cuban, I'm going to put all my energy into Shark Tank and the Mavericks.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would do. If I had $41 billion, I'd probably try to buy a sports team and put all my energy and resources into that.
I don't know what I'd do.
I would travel for a year, and then I'd try to win a championship doing something.
I think I'd get into the cocaine trade.
That seems dumb. Just risk it all?
Start buying a lot of kilos.
For
Try to turn that 41 bill into 80, 82 bill.
For what reason?
Just leave my family set with money.
They're already set with money with $41 billion.
Yeah, but not for multiple generations.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
yeah, probably.
They are. They could open up a bunch of Apple cards where you get like 4% of your money if you.
I would just
put in.
I would just travel. I'd go 4% everywhere.
Of, you know, $41 billion, you'd be set.
I'd go everywhere. I'd go to every continent.
Then do what? But then what? Like, you can go to every continent. You can like 3 months. Then what?
You can spend a lot of time there, though.
Well, how much time do you need to spend?
I'd go to all kinds of concerts.
All I need is 3 days in Australia, and I think I got the picture. Crikey! There's an alligator. Oh God, a snake. Okay, I'm ready to get out of Australia now. The dingo ate my baby, and then I'm out of there.
I'd go walk around Europe.
That's not that big of a country continent.
I'd go to the Great Wall of China.
Okay, and then what?
I'd go on an African safari.
Uh-huh, that's a month.
Yeah, I mean, you can spend quite a bit of time at these places.
A year. And then what are you going to do after that year?
Maybe I'd build my own house. I think that'd be fun. Spend like a year doing that, building my own house.
Like with your hands?
No, not with my hands, but just...
Are you going to design it?
Yeah, like designing your own
house.
Then
you get in there, you're like, damn it, why didn't I put a power outlet right here. Why didn't I use a stand electrician? Well, I forgot to map that out.
You let the pros do a lot of that. And like,
why is my bathroom on the other side of the house? I forgot to put one in my master bedroom.
There's plenty of ways you could occupy your time, I think. I mean, there's a lot you could do.
Okay. And again, I'm not saying I wouldn't
go to all the concerts. Oh, another thing, I'd get into like vintage guitars. I'd be buying like old school guitars and playing those.
You're going to buy them and play them?
Yeah. I would love to do that. If I had the money.
You start a live stream of you buying guitars, and at the end you smash them.
Oh, yeah, just because I have the money.
I will say that was pretty depressing. Or not depressing, but disappointing is the word I meant to say. My youth, I remember Garth smashing guitars. I wanted him to smash a guitar at the end of his performance, and he never did.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I wanted to see somebody smash a guitar.
I think I would really get into guitar. Like... Because you can play like those those 50s model Telecasters.
Yeah. Sounds really damn boring. I give you $41 billion and your thing is I'm going to buy guitars. That's my, okay.
I mean, you could play any guitar you wanted, though. You could buy any guitar you wanted. And
the G chord sounds like a G chord. Oh, my God.
It's not quite like, I mean, I think it'd be pretty fun. I would be interested in it. I mean,
yeah, you would be for like 3 weeks.
I'd go canoeing and kayaking.
You could have to. I guess you would be able to afford a
I'd go
canoe.
To Colorado.
Ooh,
what a play! I'd spend time at like the Colorado places.
Okay.
Like I.
You could do this without $41 billion. You can go to Colorado.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd have like a nice place in like Aspen or something.
Okay.
And I'd have
the altitude is going to kick your ass.
I'd probably get into real estate. Like I'd focus on buying up houses and.
So you just become a landlord.
No, I wouldn't rent them out. I'd just have them for the property value, and then like.
So you're gonna Bill Gates it and buy up all the farmland.
Not farmland. I'd focus on like a nice place in the Hollywood Hills, like a nice place in Colorado.
How many places do you need?
I'd buy a place in every city.
I think if I was rich, I'd still would only like max out like a 4-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need a big house, but I think it would be nice to have multiple houses, like. You have a place to stay when you go to different cities.
Yeah, I hear you. I just think I would worry all the time.
About what?
Somebody breaking into it, robbing you.
You got $41 billion. Who cares?
Yeah, they hide in the closet. They hold you hostage. They wait for you to come.
You got security.
At every place now, I'm just being wasteful.
Why would they be waiting for you?
Hold you hostage.
They're going to kidnap you?
Yeah. Send me.
They don't do that in today's age.
Send me $10 billion or else you're dead in Bitcoin. Send me $10 billion worth of Bitcoin.
Send it to them.
That's
still got $31 billion.
Any of your loved ones are going to be targets? You know what they
don't
say.
Don't have loved ones.
You know what? Well, now you're just alone. Ooh. You got $41 billion, but you're wide alone.
I know what I'd do. I'd just stay like the Bunny Ranch. I'd go to Amsterdam.
That's so sad.
And just stay with like high-end hookers.
That's
like,
so sad.
Yeah, but they're high-end. They're
high-end. High they're still end. Hookers.
You get like the highest-end hookers.
They're still hookers.
It would be such a life.
No, it wouldn't. It would be terrible. It would be miserable.
I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, if you don't have something to really put your time into, after a while, even all that money becomes kind of useless. But
any of your loved ones are going to be a target to get kidnapped? You're going to be running around like Mel Gibson in Ransom? Give me back my son!
Well, what are you trying to argue? You'd rather just not have the money? Just, I don't need it.
You know, I don't know. It's like a great philosopher once said, more money, more problems.
Yeah. Who said that?
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, yes. Speaking of money, do you think you could name the five richest female artists in America, according to Forbes?
Artists?
The five richest.
So, like music artists?
Yes, all music artists. Female artists.
I saw Reese Witherspoon gets credit for being the most rich, the richest actress. Do you see that?
No.
Reese Witherspoon comes in at like $440 million or something like that. How the hell does she have so much money? I know Legally Blonde ain't doing,
Alabama.
I know Legally Blonde ain't doing that much numbers.
Yeah, I mean, she.
I'm sure she has bought some type of something. Anyways.
The five richest female artists
is number one
in America.
You have the order, right?
Yes.
Is number one Rihanna?
Yes.
She's like in, what, the $2 billion, $3 billion club?
Well, this only got her at $1.4 billion.
Oh, okay.
According
okay.
to Forbes.
Okay. Well, two is what I was thinking. But okay.
Still, $1.4 billion is quite a bit of money.
Yeah, she's got her cosmetic brands, her lingerie. I don't know how that equals $1 billion, but either way. Is number two.
I'd like to stand under her umbrella with that kind of money.
That's why ASAP Rocky's always smiling, letting her lead the charge, man.
Yeah.
He just carries the baby around. And.
Are they married?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think so. But
if,
maybe.
If I was him, I'd be trying to put a ring on
that. If she didn't want to, I'd just do whatever she wanted. I already put a baby in her. What else can I do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you still, you're going to be taken
just
care
make
of.
Just make sure she's happy.
Yeah.
Number two, if I'm guessing, I would say probably. Is it Dolly?
It's not Dolly.
Is she on the top five?
She's not.
Is it Taylor?
It's Taylor.
Taylor, yeah.
$740 million she's worth.
Three going to be Beyonce?
Beyonce's number four.
Okay. Who's number three? Don't tell me number three.
At $540 million.
Okay, so that's close. Who's number three that's got more?
More than Beyonce, hold on. Less than Taylor Swift.
Hold on. Mariah Carey doesn't have that much money, right? It's not her, right?
No.
She's not number five either, right? She doesn't have any money. She doesn't do any business.
No, she's not on there.
Who is? I don't know. Just go ahead and tell me.
Madonna.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of her as having any businesses, but maybe she just had more of her royalties and stuff.
Yeah.
And number five?
Number five is Celine Dion.
Okay. How much is Celine Dion worth?
$480 million.
Dolly's not worth more than that?
She's not. This is according to Forbes.
Yeah. Insider says she's worth $375 million. Parade.com says her net worth is $650 million. So maybe there's a little bit of arguing there.
Meanwhile, Elon Musk reclaims his position as the world's wealthiest person with a net worth of $192 billion.
Yeah, I'm going to say that Dolly's worth more than that.
Well, I'm just telling you
what
Forbes
I know what you're
Forbes
just saying.
I know
what you're just saying. I would be shocked if Dolly wasn't worth $400 million.
Well, I don't know, man. It's also Tom Holland's birthday.
Happy birthday to Tom Holland. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Couple of Tennessee basketball notes as Alabama just hit a bomb to make it a 5-10 game in the sixth inning. But we told you yesterday that Josiah Jordan James has announced he is returning to Tennessee. There's some discussion about whether or not he is walking on at Tennessee, if he's coming back just as a walk-on.
A walk-on.
That's what some of the rumors are. Because, like, Tennessee scholarship numbers are a little crunched, and, like, between him and Gainey, whose father works for the, you know, for the team, there was talks that he might take a walk-on spot. So, like, we got two guys that maybe have a chance to walk on, get some exemptions, maybe if Josiah gets some NIL money, but, like, I don't know exactly. But it was a little surprising that Josiah announced he was returning, and I was told that even, like, the staff was a little surprised he announced he was returning. Or not, maybe not the coaching staff, but, like, some of the video people and had, like, kind of prepared a goodbye and everything, had been told goodbye, and, you know, it was kind of surprising when Josiah announced, like, hey, actually, I'm coming back to Tennessee.
So they're going to have to do a little maneuvering to get him in.
From what the numbers say, yeah, there's going to be, like, a scholarship that they kind of got to make fit work. I don't know if that means someone else gets processed this late in the process, or if, yeah, they try to find some loophole with a walk-on. That's what the current rumor is with Josiah. So we'll see.
I guess it's a good problem to have.
Olivier Kumwa announced he is leaving the draft and going to, I guess, try to find a new home in college basketball. Not Tennessee, but going to try to find a different spot. Could still be a professional over in Europe, but not going to be a professional in the NBA this upcoming season.
I assume he'll land somewhere pretty good.
Yeah, the list of schools that he was linked to, all pretty good.
He's a good player.
West Virginia was a school that I'd kind of heard some things about, but also, like, on the list of teams that had
Huggins
reached –
could use some help.
On the list of guys that teams that had reached out to him, you know, Arizona was on there, Baylor was on there, Kansas State. So, like, he's going to have some options.
Baylor, Kansas State,
Michigan,
West Virginia.
Michigan and Memphis as well.
I'd probably go play for Bob, unless I was Catholic or gay.
I don't know. Kansas State just went to the Final Four, right? Or I guess the Elite Eight. I guess they lost in the Elite Eight to FAU.
Oh, yeah. They had a nice run.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were a 3-seed. They were in our region.
Yeah.
What happened in our region?
FAU beat them, right? FAU beat Kansas State.
That's right. Yep. That's what happened. Kansas State's who we would have played had we beaten Florida Atlantic, who was a 9-seed and we couldn't beat.
All of FAU's guys are coming back. And I saw where Wojnarowski said that they are going to be a top-5 preseason team, which seems a little crazy to me.
Seems a little crazy, but, I mean, they did win, like 35 games? I mean, that's a good team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and they went to the Final Four, so, I mean, I get it in the sense.
Still yet, though, you got to put together a run. Like, are they really a top-5 team? Because they could have lost to Memphis. You
very
know?
Easily.
Like, the tournament.
Probably should have lost to Memphis.
The tournament is such a crapshoot that nobody – had they not won two more games, nobody – which they did beat Tennessee, they did beat Kansas State, but nobody would – and then they lost in the Final Four, right? Yeah, yeah.
They blew the game to San Diego State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzzer beater.
I mean, they were obviously a good team. But the narrative would be completely different had Memphis just closed the deal on them.
Memphis should have beaten them.
And then Florida Atlantic probably wouldn't even be in the top 25 coming into the year.
I would say both those guys would have hit the transfer portal. There's two guys that, like, entered the NBA draft, like, you know, the process of it, and then came back and said they're coming back to school. If they lose to Memphis, they probably hit the transfer portal. Which now I'm actually surprised they didn't hit the transfer portal as it was, because that one wing they had was pretty good and could probably play at a higher level.
I think this big old girl we got in here is getting tired. She started to give up some runs.
She's thrown 50 pitches in not that many innings of work.
Probably need to get her out of there. Although there are two outs, I guess she's doing okay here in this set.
Justin Powell, a former Vol, he made news as well. He is foregoing his last year of eligibility at Washington State and is keeping his name in the draft. Says he has received positive feedback in the pre-draft process, which makes him think he is going to be drafted or play in the NBA.
Oh, that's the white kid from Auburn.
Correct.
Right? Yep. Yep.
He's talented, man.
He really disappointed, didn't he?
I still left thinking he was pretty talented. Like, if he ends up as an NBA role player, I mean, obviously he's not going to be a star. If he ends up carving out some type of lane in the NBA, I would not be shocked with the way he could, I think, handle the ball, pass the ball, and hit some shots. Like, he's a poor man's Tyler Hero, I would say.
Gets the ball. All right, there we go. Third out. Into the sixth. Lady Vols up 10-5 still.
A poor man, Tyler's Hero. But, yeah, so, like, there's some Tennessee basketball updates. With Kumwa, you said you would go to West Virginia.
I was just joking around. If I had Baylor, Kansas State, I would absolutely not go to West Virginia. I would never live in West Virginia. I go to Texas, maybe. Go to Baylor. Who else? You said Michigan?
Michigan and Memphis?
Definitely not Memphis. I don't think I'd go to Michigan. I don't think I'd go to Michigan. Would you want to live in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
I've never been.
I think I'd go to, well, then again, Waco. You could get, you'd be close to like Austin and Dallas. You could have some entertainment options, but also you could get in a cult. So
burned alive.
You wouldn't want to go to Manhattan, Kansas. I don't know. I don't like any of those options.
I would
really
say Knoxville.
If those are my options, yeah. I mean, maybe I go to Waco. I mean, it's not, it's close to entertainment.
I still think it's possible that Kumwa ends up not going to school at all and ends up playing professional ball overseas somewhere. Julian Phillips announced he is keeping his name in the draft as well.
Oh, Jules.
Julian Phillips says he will be a draft pick and feels good about his chances there.
Big Jules Phillips. We used to have Jules here. Are we going to – is intern Andrea going to be here tomorrow, or is it just us again? Or is Christian – no, he's not coming back for a while. Is it just
show
us?
Some damn respect.
Is it just us tomorrow?
No. Intern
Alex. I'm Alex.
Andrea.
I got her name wrong.
You sexist pig.
I messed her name up. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, it's just her name.
I forgot.
It's just her name.
I got mixed up. I was thinking of...
She just sat in here with us for 5 hours.
I was thinking of a different intern, and I got the names mixed up.
When do we have an intern, Andrea?
We didn't, but I got her name mixed up. I'm sorry to Alex. My apologies.
That's so sad.
Does your bitch...
Lady Vols need to find a way to get three more outs, nursing a 10-5 lead for an opening win in the World Series.
Oh, yeah, this is only a 7-inning.
That is correct, only a 7-inning game.
Oh, good, good. Are all the games 7 innings?
Yeah, college softball 7 innings. You could be run ruled in the fifth, but otherwise.
I like that. I'm starting to like this softball more and more. Who needs a 9-inning game? 7's plenty.
Too much. 9's too much. I've been keeping an eye on the gambling lines for Tennessee baseball. And most of them have Tennessee basically as a coin flip of Clemson to get out of the regional. I saw where Circa Sports had like Clemson as like a -200 favorite, though, or Tennessee was like +165 to get out. That's by far the most drastic I had seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it seems like what's going to happen, what people are fearing, is that Tennessee's going to just basically all postseason long run up against left-handed pitchers.
Is that our biggest problem?
I mean, I don't know if I'd call it our biggest problem, but we haven't really been hitting left-handed pitching very well this year. So, like, that's probably what Tennessee's going to run up against.
Well, that seems like a problem. Like I said yesterday, let's just put all our eggs in on this softball postseason and support these girls and baseball. By the way, that Mackenzie Donahue girl, she used to play at Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. The girl that just showed on base there?
Uh-huh.
She's an Oklahoma transfer, so.
Going out and getting as many people from there as you can is probably a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm. Who do we got at the plate here? What number is she?
I love watching left-handed batters. Number 19.
Number 19. Let's look her up for.
I love watching left-handed batters.
Research purposes here. Jameson Brockenbro. Well, I bet she's got some family money.
I think she hit a bomb earlier today.
Brockenbro.
I believe she did at least.
Brockenbro. Brokenbro. Maybe she doesn't have money. Brokenbro. What a weird last name. Let's see if I can find her. And see if she comes from family money. I guarantee you she does. Let's see if we can read about her. I always know how to figure these things out. Let's see. Outfielder. She's definitely got a Range Rover in her family. All right. Her parents are... it doesn't say anything about her parents. Well, that's weird. The last girl that talked about her parents. Let's just Google Brokenbro in Locust Grove, Georgia. Brokenbro, Locust Grove. Guarantee it's going to be like a lawyer or something. Charles Brokenbro. Company profile. Charles F. Brokenbro. I bet that's her dad. See what he does. Financial services. Told you.
Are we sure that's her?
We're not exactly sure, but...
I don't know if you can say you told me then.
Well, I mean, it's not really good radio for me to just sit here and, you know, research.
Yeah, no, I was going to wait to see you whenever you realize that.
Yeah, I realized it to begin with, but it's going to take me a minute to find the information. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not really interested in this conversation. I really just want to talk more about Succession.
Let's talk about it.
Nah. You were crying yesterday about spoilers.
I mean, I've
Don't
watched
talk
it.
About it, John. People
I've watched
listened.
It, so I'm good. I think it's nice to give an alert, you know, but...
Sure. Yesterday I saw footage of Jon Snow fighting a White Walker on Twitter.
Fighting a White Walker?
Fighting a White Walker. White Wes Welker.
Did that do anything for you?
Yeah, it made me just sad.
You missed the show?
No, there was no payoff to that.
It was a great show. It's okay to say you miss it.
I don't. I don't miss it at all. I just get mad about the ending. That's it. And how John beating the White Walker, and the Night King was staring at him as he killed the White Walker. how there was no payoff to that.
Yeah, but watching that's got to make you feel some emotion. There's
yeah,
got to be some
anger.
Passion there.
No, just anger. Like, wow, this is cool. Oh wait, yeah, this means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, but like you wanted it to mean something.
Yeah,
at
exactly.
The time. So
oh,
like,
no, at
you're definitely like there's some emotion still attached to.
Sure,
like,
and it leads to anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like whenever you whenever you have a past lover, though, and you think, oh, man, that was really fun when we went on that vacation together. Oh, yeah, remember when she stomped on my heart and broke it? I hate her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
It's better to have passion, though, than it is to be apathetic.
I don't know if that's always the case.
And indifferent, right?
I don't know if that's always the case.
Yeah, maybe not.
Not always.
Maybe it'd be better to just not care at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that person. Now I'm in a blind rage or I want to kill somebody. No, it's probably better to just be like, I'm going to grill and chill.
Or you could just kill them, you know?
Or you could just do that.
Just kill them.
Then go to prison and write a country song.
Yeah.
Train a dog to run the other way so you can get out.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a true story or not, but.
I'm sure it's happened to somebody. But that's what it elicited in me was just anger. But it does make me appreciate Succession more.
So you rank Succession on your Mount Rushmore?
It's made it to my Mount Rushmore.
I told a couple of friends. One of my friends said it was his GOAT. I said it's not It's not my GOAT, but I think it's pretty close to my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, did you knock off Peaky Blinders for it?
Peaky Blinders was never on my Mount Rushmore.
I remember when I tried to get you to watch Succession, like, oh, I'm going to watch Peaky Blinders instead. It's
no,
so
I
good.
Mean, I liked the show, but it's not on my. It's not a Mount Rushmore show.
What's your Mount Rushmore?
Sopranos, Game of Thrones. I give
that doesn't embarrass you to still say
no,
in 2023.
No, because I give the credit through six seasons. It might be number four.
But the way you end things is the most important part of the show.
I know it's important, but there's no better show through six seasons. I put those Game of Thrones six seasons up against anybody.
But it's only 75% of the show, though.
I'm not saying it's number one.
But I'm saying it's 75% of the show. There's still 25%. There's still two more seasons after that.
Well, I don't think season seven's, like, bad, per se.
It's
like,
not good.
I think Game
of Thrones. I noticed you didn't say through seven seasons. You said through six.
I think Game of Thrones is like 83% good. Like,
yeah, that just can't be a Mount Rushmore show for me for that reason. Well, anyways, it's your Mount Rushmore.
It's my Mount Rushmore.
You're the architect.
I'm not saying.
Plus, you've only seen like six shows, so like,
I'm not saying it's number one, but it's. And then I think Succession's on there.
Look at that Oklahoma.
I like Succession more than.
Look at that. It says eat, sleep, run, rule, repeat. Look at those cocky bastards. I hope we beat them.
Yeah.
Eat, sleep, run, rule, repeat. Okay. We're
remember
coming
what
for
happened
you.
Last time we saw Oklahoma at a sporting event? Anyway, I think Succession's.
Lost.
Huh?
Did we win? Fuck, we lost.
I don't know.
I can't remember any wins over Oklahoma.
Ever. You put Succession right there. Sopranos is the undisputed number one. And then I got Succession right there. I mean, it's right there. Game of Thrones six
seasons. You've only named two other shows.
Game of Thrones, six seasons, and then
you can't specify six seasons.
I don't know what my next show would be.
That's why I'm confused when you said Succession's almost on your Mount Rushmore, and you've only named three shows.
Boardwalk Empire, maybe? Boardwalk Empire? I'm not as big of a Breaking Bad guy as a lot of people are. I know everybody always talks about it.
It's in my top four.
Goated, but it wasn't my favorite show.
Did you binge watch it?
Yeah, I probably need to go back and watch it again.
But you binge-watched it all at one time?
Yeah.
That might be why.
Sons of Anarchy.
Binge-watch is a dangerous game. You kind of get lost. You don't let it marinate enough.
I love Deadwood. I love House of Cards, but I didn't even watch the last season because they canceled Kevin Spacey. So I think that show could have been pretty high, although it started to fizzle out a little bit. I'm trying to think of other shows I've watched all the way through. I mean, can I put Curb up there?
I wasn't putting Curb on my list. I was just going with dramas.
Yeah.
I think comedy's a different genre.
Yeah, comedy's different, for sure. It would have its own separate Mount Rushmores.
Yeah.
You do your own. What other drama shows have I watched?
Yeah.
I mean, the Peaky Blinders, Ozark. I didn't really like Ozark that much either.
I think,
not like everybody else did.
I think almost everyone that considers himself a TV guy will have Sopranos, Breaking Bad, and The Wire as three of their four spots.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you always see. Those are always the top three.
Those three are hard to knock out, in my opinion.
I never made it all the way through The Wire.
And for me, Succession, I probably enjoyed watching it more than any of them.
More than The Sopranos?
I think I enjoyed it more, especially like, I mean, I haven't rewatched this Succession all the way through. I've watched seasons one and two a handful of times. I don't think I ever went back and rewatched all of season three. Definitely didn't do it like in one sitting. I mean, I like The Sopranos. Don't get me wrong. The Sopranos is
just such a classic because you can just throw it on any episode and just walk into the – and it's just – I don't know. It makes me feel
– Well, Sopranos good. Has the best character. Tony's the best character in TV history.
Yeah. Yeah, and then who's second? Walt?
I mean, I don't know. My second most I probably enjoyed was probably
Omar.
Logan. Roy, actually.
Oh, really?
I loved Logan. But, you know, maybe I'm a little sentimental there. Logan reminds me a lot of my dad. It kind of reminds me of that, so I liked it maybe more. But I'm a dialogue guy, and I think that Succession's dialogue was as good as any show
ever.
The
writing's great.
If not better than any show ever.
The writing's very, very good.
Sopranos is up there, too, in terms of the writing and the conversations. I appreciate, like, real conversations, and they all seem like real conversations.
Yeah, Succession's great at that, about how they'll just be kind of, like, stuttering to each other. And they're like, well, but It seems like real conversation. It's how people talk.
So to me, I probably enjoyed it the most. Also, I was on pretty early from it. Like, I don't want to say I watched it from day one, but like I was in by like episode 4 of season 1 and was watching live ever since then. So it was like one that, you know, you watch from launch. That's probably not going to happen too much more. Being able to be on something that's weekly episodic and be there from the beginning.
I'm ready for the next big show. You ever wonder what the next big one's going to be? Like,
always do.
Will we ever get like a...
Well, there was a time where we didn't think we were going to get one that we got with Succession. Because, I mean, Succession was around the time that
like
Game of Thrones...
2019, right?
That was after, I want to say, Game of Thrones ended. I want to say it was like 2018, but...
Well, Game of Thrones didn't end until like 2019.
Okay, but you knew it was ending. Like, you knew Game of Thrones was ending, though.
Yeah. The last season was 2019.
And you didn't know, like, that Succession was going to...
To be as big as
right.
It was, yeah.
Like, it came on in 2018.
Yeah.
June of 2018. And Game of Thrones ended, what, like, spring of, like, 19?
Yeah, because that's when Tiger won the Masters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two always go hand in hand.
So, like, what's next? I don't know.
I hope it's good.
Some people thought, you know, maybe Yellow Jackets, but it fizzled out for me.
Yellowstone.
No, Yellowstone doesn't get mentioned that thing.
Forgot about Yellowstone.
Yellow Jackets was a pretty good drama in season one. I kind of thought it had some potential, but it fizzled out for me in season two.
Bear's been telling me all about some show called Daisy Jones and the something or another.
That's just about like this rock group, right?
Yeah, something
like a ripoff of basically built around famous. Fleetwood Mac, I think.
Yeah. He keeps telling me how much I love it.
I mean, you probably will, but I don't think any people are talking about it as a
Well, what are people talking about right now? HBO's got a lot of good stuff. That Love and Death I watched was pretty good.
I haven't seen that one catch any steam.
It's short.
And I haven't seen anybody catch steam with it and talk about how great it is. And it takes a while for a show to reach that peak. So, like, there might be some that's just started that gets talked about.
I like The White Lotus. It's got 2 seasons. Yeah. But I don't know what's currently the biggest show, because I mean, it was Succession.
Yeah, Succession just ended.
But now that it's over.
Barry was, you know, Emmy nominated and stuff. It just ended as well.
I need to catch up.
All 3 of those ended, which Ted Lasso wouldn't have gotten, you know, in that breath.
No. I got to catch up on Barry.
The only one that's going right now that I think has potential to reach there in terms of dramas, and I'm not going to claim to be watching everything currently. I haven't watched White Lotus yet. Maybe it has a chance to get there. I don't know.
I think you would like the writing in it. Like,
yeah.
It's an intelligent type of...
Whenever season 3 gets close to air date, I'll probably watch the first 2 seasons and watch season 3 live. It's kind of what I'm thinking. Lady Vols won, by the way, in case I didn't tell everybody that. 10-5.
Oh, yeah. It's over. They whipped them. There's the Range Rover girl.
Like, the only thing I think going on right now that has a chance is, like, Severance. But it's only got 1 season in. And they already had, like, the dreaded season 2 is taking longer because the writers are fighting with each other and they can't flesh out the direction of the show. That's never...
Severance?
Yeah, that's never something you want to hear. Severance. That's an Apple TV show with, like, Adam Scott and...
Oh, yeah.
You'll recognize a couple of the people there.
I never see... is that Ben Stiller?
He is the creator of it, I believe.
Okay.
Or at least, like, one of the executive
A psychological
producers.
Thriller?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, but it's only got 1 season, and again, they're already having the dreaded writers are fighting, and they don't necessarily agree on where to go, so it's been delayed.
Okay.
That's never a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, it's 8.7 on IMDb and 97 on Rotten Tomatoes. That people like it.
Obviously. Severance is really good, but only 1 season, and you got to, you know, put a couple under your belt before you can start mentioning, you know, being mentioned in the elite television.
Yeah. I don't have Apple TV either.
Yeah.
So how do I watch?
I can give you a login if you need it.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Yeah. I don't mean this as an insult, but I don't know if you'll like it. It's weird.
It sounds insulting.
Well, I don't even know how much I like it.
Are you saying it's a highbrow show?
No, I'm not saying that. It's a science fiction show kind of thing. It's got some science fiction to it, and I don't really like science fiction. I don't know if you do.
Not really.
I don't know if I'd call it straight up science
fiction. Is it like Westworld?
It's close to Westworld.
I did not like Westworld. So.
I didn't either. I loved the first season of Westworld, but I quit after episode 1 of season 2 and never went back.
Maybe I won't watch it then.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how much you would like it, and it wasn't an insult, but I still liked the show. but it definitely took a while to like love it.
It's kind of a think piece type of show, kind of.
I don't even know. Yeah,
maybe, kind of a thinker. Maybe. I mean, I don't really like shows like that.
Yeah,
I like more simple.
Well, that's why I wasn't saying it's like a. So the idea is like they're one people at work. They get severed from work in real life.
Uh-huh.
So they have like a brain thing that like when they walk through the doors of their work, they're completely different people. They are the only identity they have is at work.
Yeah.
Their work conversations, their problems at home, they don't know anything about it. They don't know if they have kids. They don't know anything about their life.
It's like a different life.
Yeah. And then when they leave work, yeah. they are back to that life.
I don't like those things like that that like make you think.
Yeah.
It's like the Black Mirror stuff.
I've never watched Black Mirror, but yeah, I would imagine it's similar
type
to that.
Of stuff, really.
Well, that's why I said I didn't know if you'd like it.
I like give me characters, give me made up characters and do a good job with the writing and like make me.
It's definitely not character driven, which is what I typically like. And I know you do too. That's, again, why I wasn't insulted.
I'm very insulted. I'm very upset.
I was just telling you. I don't know if you'd like it.
I'm going to start crying soon.
Last call on the other side. Got a little behind here talking TV.
Oh, yeah. 2 minutes left.
Wish I could talk TV all day. First Lady Vols win in Oklahoma City since you said 2013?
2013, which was the year we played Oklahoma for the national championship.
All right.
So this is the first time they've won in OKC since then.
We look good, man. We look good. I like our chances.
I didn't realize Oklahoma was that good.
Yeah, they're really good, and that kind of...
But hey,
slows things down.
That don't mean we can't beat them.
That ball is round.
We'll see tomorrow, right?
Well, if they get there,
yeah,
they got to play Stanford here next.
That's about to start up.
Yeah, I'd imagine like in the next 15-20 minutes it starts up.
Well,
I finished a TV show last night.
Yeah,
yeah. But, it's called Swarm.
Swarm.
It's about Beyonce's fan base.
Bees.
Yeah, because they're called the Beehive or whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
And there's like a fictional pop singer that's based around Beyonce.
And so it's like a live or a dramatized.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like.
What do they call that?
It's basically about the problematic nature of the fan base and how obsessed some of these people are. So there's like one girl that's kind of deranged, and she basically starts killing people in honor of Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
It's essentially what it is.
Did Beyonce sign off on this?
No, because they don't use Beyonce's name, but it's clearly based off Beyonce.
You think she's mad about it?
I don't know, because the lead actress was that Chloe Bailey girl, or not the lead actress, but she's in it, and she's like a part of Beyonce's like record label. So like she said that like Beyonce wasn't mad at her for doing it. So I don't know if she co-signed on it or not. She hasn't spoken publicly on it. But like Donald Glover and his brother are the ones who like created it.
Oh.
It was only 7 episodes. It was fine. It was fine. I gave it like a 6.5 or something out of 10. It wasn't great. But I'm searching. I'm searching for that next show. Maybe we find it.
Hope you find it.
Any parting words on this Thursday?
I hope everyone has a good afternoon.
I will be going to the sold-out Charlie Crockett show at Mill & Mine. Listen to some Texas country music.
There you go.
Hope you have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. See ya. Drives up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.